This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Just what exactly is the right thing? Find out next on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 182, recorded Sunday, January 26, 2014.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
In nearly every industry, there's a close bond between customer, distributor, and manufacturer. Strategically, companies become loyal to a specific brand, and in certain cases, to a specific technician or distributor. Now, this is typically based on individuals going above and beyond, or doing what I commonly call the right thing. But what exactly is the right thing? Well, it's hard to put a finger on any specific action. It's more of an attitude, a way of thinking, or a persona that you develop. Shortly after this past Christmas, I got a call from a good friend of mine, Jim Colella, who runs a successful mid-tier telecommunications company, Telserve, in Cromwell, Connecticut. Now, back when I worked as an end user at a large global financial institution, Jim was employed by a large nationwide distributor and was my service manager. We had several on-site technicians and probably 30,000 or more ports just in the New England area alone. To say the least, it was a difficult account for anyone to manage, especially with me there. And even though we planned thoroughly, upgrades and weekend maintenance would once in a while go awry. Many times in the middle of the night, I'd wake Jim up from a dead sleep screaming about some problem, only to be met with a calm, soothing voice. "Fletch, everything'll be all right. Just relax. We have our best people on it. We'll have you back to normal in no time at all." And that was his excited voice. Well, eventually he went out and started Telserve with a few colleagues and maintained that calm attitude with every account he took on. He understood the value of going that extra mile, knowing that it would pay back over and over again in customer loyalty. So after the recent E911 tragedy in Texas back in December, where the 9-year-old daughter of Carrie Hunt tried desperately to dial 911 from a hotel but didn't know she needed to dial 9 first, Jim called me to make sure that he and his team understood what the problem was and what they could do to protect their customers from the same issue. Well, I took this as an opportunity to see his brand new facility they had just purchased and moved into up in Cromwell, as well as an opportunity to sit down with his staff to work out a plan for their customers. I took the day and ended up doing an in-depth presentation on how E911 works and went over the three basic built-in features in the PBX that would address many of the systems that are out there. These are the exact same things that I covered in my open letter to FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler. If you haven't read that, there's a link to that letter in my blog at avaya.com/Fletcher. In that letter, I stated there are three simple steps, if addressed from a legislation perspective, that'll go a long way to remediate this problem to ensure that the number of tragedies, such as the one that took the life of Carrie Hunt, will be significantly diminished, if not entirely eliminated. 911 dialing from any telephone device without the need for an access code. While dialing an access code, such as 9911, should also be recognized, a requirement should be in place so that the dialed digits of 911 are recognized and properly routed to emergency services. Immediate routing to 911. The interception of a 911 call event and the local answering by non-certified and untrained on-site personnel has become a dangerous and alarming trend. This practice jeopardizes the safety of callers with emergencies by allowing untrained individuals to answer emergency calls. This delays the response by trained and appropriate public safety officials at a point in time where seconds count in an emergency. This suboptimal practice must be curtailed and rectified. On-site notification or alerting that an emergency call has been initiated. Access to large buildings and facilities can be complicated. Internally, trained responders can be of great assistance to public safety in an emergency. On-site notification can ensure those in-house personnel that need to know have the appropriate information to both expedite an internal response and be prepared for first responders when they arrive at the building. Now, to say the least, pretty much everyone in the room was shocked and amazed how such simple steps can make a tremendous difference, and almost everyone had two or three different accounts that could immediately benefit from these three simple configuration tasks. It was then that a brilliant idea emerged from the group. Since TelServe customers on maintenance already had their systems monitored by the brand new NOC, it would be a simple, remote procedure to examine the customer systems and determine the current status of E911 programming, and then come up with an implementation plan that would implement the three steps previously noted. The coolest part about this plan? Jim decided that this extra service would be done at no charge to existing maintenance customers. And only a basic service fee would be applicable to any customer who wanted to check their compliance status. So not only is he bringing awareness to his customers about a potential deadly problem, he's reaching out to his local community and doing the right thing. I gotta tell you, I'm honored to have such good friends that share the honesty, integrity, and moral values that I do with customers that they do business with. It really sets a shining example for everyone in the industry. Because if a smaller mid-tier distributor can take on an action such as this, it's only logical that the larger national distributors could do the exact same thing. In fact, I'll extend an open invitation to assist any Avaya channel partner in developing a remediation program for E911 for their customers, as well as raise awareness across the industry of a problem that shouldn't exist.
The preceding podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer Jean Turgeon, a.k.a. JT. Producer and LATAM correspondent Guadalupe Eugenie. Our program and creative director is Fletch. And the APN legal correspondent is attorney Martha Beyer. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. And visit Avaya.com/APN on the web, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Spider Harrison, the official voice dude of APN.
The preceding content is copyright 2014 by the Avaya Podcast Network. Broadcast or retransmission is permitted with attribution. Your actual mileage may vary. Batteries are not included. I'm a professional announcer on a closed course. Do not try this at home.